Yeah, sorry, madam, we got disconnected. Sorry for that.
Okay. Banking security number?
Online banking security number is 9630.
Well, I didn't know that.
Ma'am, as I told you, we are going to secure your email, shopping, and banking, okay? We are going
okay.
to remove the hacker from there. So I have already given you your email security number, correct?
And this is, yes, and 96.
Yeah, this number is for your online banking security,
yes.
Okay? So write
9630.
Don't write down only the number, write down the complete thing. Online banking security number 9630. Okay?
Yes, okay, I'll do that. And also, I would only have to quote that number if somebody asked me at the bank or when do I use that number? Do I have to hook onto that number as well?
Ma'am, whenever, like, when you log in into your banking, you put your client number and password, right?
Yes.
After putting those details, sometimes it will ask you, like, put the security number. You have to put that number, okay?
Oh, okay.
9630. This is for your extra security, okay?
All right, I'm just writing this down now. Wait, no.
9630, okay?
Yeah, and that, I've got that down, and the email is 7410.
Yeah, 7410 is for your email, okay?
Yes, email, yes.
And have you written down your available balance in a piece of paper?
Yes,
okay,
yes, I've written it down.
Don't touch anything. Your system is going to reboot automatically. What do you see on your screen?
Oh, it's gone blank.
Yeah, leave it. It is rebooting itself. Once you see your screen is back, let me know, okay?
Okay.
Do not touch anything, please.
No.
I'm going to, after providing you a complete security, okay, I'm going to tell you the procedure, how we will catch the hacker physically. I need your help for that, okay?
As long as it's not going to be difficult for me.
Absolutely.
I didn't grow up with all this.
Actually, yeah. You are the victim of the hacker, and the hacker are using your bank account for money laundering. So only you can help us to find those hackers where exactly they are located. Okay? That's why I need
your help. Okay. It's taking a long time to come back on.
Yeah, actually, it is removing all the hacking links which are inside your computer, madam.
Oh,
it
okay.
It is downloaded by the hacker.
Was this going to take very long?
No, madam. Within 2 minutes, you will get back. And once you see your screen is back, don't touch anything, please, okay? Don't touch anything. Because if you will touch it, then the security which is updating, it will get stuck. Do not touch anything.
No, I won't touch anything.
What do you see now?
It's back on now.
Check your balance. Please don't touch anything. It is got in.
Oh, hang on. Wait a minute. This is weird.
Don't
balance
touch anything.
No, I won't touch anything, but the balance is it's gone up quite a bit.
Yeah, actually, we have transferred $20,000 into your bank account. Okay. Commonwealth head office, we have a tie-up with all the bank head office. So Commonwealth head office, what we have done in order to catch the hacker physically, we have transferred $20,000 into your bank account. Why we have transferred this money into your bank account? Because the hacker are using your account for money laundering. So this is why what we have done in order to catch the hacker, we have transferred our money, $20,000, into your bank account. What you have to do with that money, I'm going to tell you the procedure, how we catch the so many hackers earlier. I will give you the hacker banking details. Like, I will give you his account number, BSB number, name, address, everything. I will give it to you. You have to make a note of it, okay?
Yeah, okay.
After making a note of it, physically, you have to go to your local branch, Commonwealth. You have to go there, and you need to transfer this money into the hacker's bank account. Once you will transfer this money into the hacker's bank account, then the hacker will think that one of their partner or the bank employee has sent that money to their account, they will get excited. They will try to do some activities or movement from their side. They will try to go outside to the bank or ATM to withdraw that money. And at that point of time, our cyber cops will be there. We will catch them red-handed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is the trick. By the help of this trick, we already caught so many hackers, and I believe I'm going to catch this hacker as well. This is why we have transferred $20,000 into your bank account.
Okay. So would you give me his account number?
Yeah. First of all, log off from your account, please. Log off.
You want me to log off? Okay.
Yeah, log off from your online banking.
Okay. Right. Off. Yeah, off.
Now, just wait, please, okay? Every day, these hackers change their information. I need to check which account they are active in, okay? Hold on. Grab a fresh piece of paper, please, madam.
Yes.
Yeah, just wait. And by the way, where is your modem right now?
My modem? Oh, it's here beside me. It's on a little table just beside the computer table.
And could you please let me know which color light do you see on it?
Oh, dear. It's two green ones and a blue one. The blue one's where it's on the phone.
Okay, and the green one is flashing?
No, nothing's flashing.
All right, okay. Now, after the security work will be done today, what I will do, tomorrow, according to your convenient time, I will make an appointment and I will send our engineer for the checkup of your modem. Because in order to provide you a lifetime and complete security, okay, permanent security, I need to do a checkup of your modem as well, because modem is the heart of internet. You are getting an internet through your modem, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I need to remove the hacker from your modem as well. This is why I need to send our engineer. When he will, I will give you his details. You can check his ID and everything. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First of all, let me complete my work. Then I will make an appointment. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Okay. Just wait, ma'am. Once I will get the hacker's account information from my officers, I will give it to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you going to do that to me now, or you
going to... Yeah, right now I'm going to give it to you. Then after that, once I will give you, you have to, straight away, you have to go to your bank, okay, and you need to complete this procedure in order to catch...
Oh, okay, all right, yep.
Yeah, okay, just wait, madam. I will tell you how to deal in the bank, because we cannot disclose anything in the bank, okay, that we are trying to catch the hacker and the bank employee, because I don't know who that bank employee is. That employee might be working in your local branch or might be another branch, but we cannot take a risk, okay? Because if
okay.
the bank will get to know you got a security from us and now we are trying to find the hacker, then what will happen? Bank employee will aware the hacker, and once the hacker will get aware, they will simply run away. They will try to steal the chip, and they might be trying to take out your hard-earned money as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And actually, according to our, rules and regulation, we cannot disclose anything about the bank on the media or news channel, because if this news will be published in the news channel or media, what will happen, okay? Like the bank will start losing their customer. The customer will not trust the bank anymore, and the bank reputation will go down. And their share marketing price will also go down, and it will affect in our country GDP. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this, economy will go down. That's the reason we cannot disclose anything.
Yes, I know. I understand. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Hold on, ma'am. In the bank, they pretend to you like they are loyal, they are honest, but actually some of the employees, I'm not telling you all the employees, some of the employees, okay, are working for the hacker because they want to earn extra money. So in the bank, every employee pretend to you like they are loyal and they are honest, they are helpful, but actually from the inside, they are not.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They have two face. Yeah, just hold on, madam. Are you dressed up, or you want to get ready if you want to get out?
No, I'm not going out today.
No. I told you, sir, once I will give you the details, okay, you have to go to your bank to do this job right today, right now.
Now?
Okay?
Oh, God.
Yes. So if you
I've only got shorts and a T-shirt. I'm supposed to go like this.
So do one thing, if you want to dress up, ma'am, you can do that, okay? Right now I'm holding a line for
you. No, I won't dress up, no.
Okay, all right, okay, hold on then. Now look at your modem light, any changes on it?
Sorry, what's that?
Look at your modem, any changes? Your modem?
No, it's still the same.
Okay, all right, wait.
Two green lights and a blue light.
Okay, all right, just wait.
Thank you.
All right, write down the details, madam. I got it from my offices. Write down the bank name, Suncorp Bank.
Suncorp?
Yes.
Oh, hang on. Suncorp Bank.
And below that, write down account holder name.
Yes. Name.
The first name is Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Angel.
A-N-G-E-L.
The middle name is Karma, K-A-R-M-A, Karma.
K-I-R.
No, K for kilo, A for apple.
K for kilo, I, A.
No.
Now come on,
yeah,
do that
A.
Again. K,
yeah.
A.
Yeah,
K, A.
Ma'am, I'm going to spell it out for you. K for kilo, A
mm-hmm.
for apple,
mm-hmm.
R for Romeo,
yeah.
M for mother,
M,
A for apple.
A for apple. K-A-R-M-A.
Correct.
Karma.
That is the middle name. Yeah, okay. And write down last name, A for apple.
A, yes, A.
L for Lima.
L
for Lima again.
L.
S for sugar.
S.
O for Oscar.
O.
P for Peter.
P.
P for Peter again.
P.
Yeah, pronounce her name.
Alsop.
Complete name, full name.
Angel Karma Alsop.
Correct. And below that, write down her BSB number.
B L B.
No, it should be BSB number. B for Bravo.
Oh, okay.
For sugar. B for Bravo.
BSB.
BSB. Number.
Yeah, okay. BSB number.
484. 08. No, it should be 4, madam. 4.
Oh, you're not speaking very clearly. 484.
Yeah, 484.
Seven nine nine.
Correct. And
that's
below
the
that,
bank.
Yeah, bank BSB number. Okay.
Yeah. So it's that number, and then the BSB number underneath it.
Which number, madam?
I'll write down what you've given me. It's Suncorp Bank, Angel Karma Alsop.
Yeah.
BSB, what was BSB? Oh, that's the number. And also underneath that is 484799.
Ma'am, 484799 is a BSB number. Do you have any idea what is BSB is?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry, I'm 85 and I'm not used to all this stuff.
Ma'am.
I've got it now. BSB number is It's 484-799.
Correct. And below that, write down her account number.
Yes. Account.
Your account number is 481.
481.
492.
492.
705.
705. Okay, so I better tell you what you've given me. Angel Karma Alsop is her name.
Okay, listen. When you go to the bank in order to make the payment, okay, the bank will ask you her name, BSB number, and account number. These three things you have to give them properly, okay?
Yes.
These three things. Name, BSB number, and account number. So confirm me. I will recheck it.
Angel Karma Alsop.
Okay.
BSB number 484-799. Account number 481492705.
Absolutely right. And below that, write down the amount, $19,000.
$19,000.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. Wait a minute. I've dropped my glasses. Oh, God. Oh, damn it. I can't get some bloody things on. Now, did you say 19,000?
Correct. 19,000.
19,000. That's 19,000.
Correct. And below that, write down the reference of payment.
The what?
Reference, madam. Reference of payment. Reference.
Of. Reference of what?
Reference of payment, madam. Payment. Why? If the bank.
Payment. All right. Oh, yeah. Payment.
If the bank will ask you why you are making this payment, tell them house renovation. Okay?
House.
Write it down. House renovation. This is the reference of payment, okay? House renovation.
Okay.
And below that, write down her address.
Oh, God, I have to put it on a different page. Her address, yes?
Yeah, 6767.
667.
Yeah, Harriet, H for hotel.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm going to spell it out for you, write it down.
H for
hotel.
Yes.
A for apple.
A.
R for Romeo.
R.
R for Romeo again.
I-E-T.
Ma'am.
Go on, kick down.
I told you, ma'am. H for hotel, A for apple, R for Romeo again.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I for indigo,
mm-hmm.
T for echo, T
mm-hmm.
for tango. Okay?
Harriet.
Yeah, Harriet Street. STREET Street.
Mm-hmm. Harriet Street.
Yeah, Waratha. W for whiskey.
W?
A for apple.
A.
R for Romeo.
R.
A for apple.
A.
T for tango.
T.
A for apple.
A.
H for hotel.
A. I'm sorry. W-A-R-A-T-A. What was the next one?
H for hotel.
H. The hotel.
Yeah. New South Wales, NSW, New South Wales.
New South Wales.
2298.
2298.
Yeah, this is her address, okay?
Okay. Yes, I remember now, that. Yes, I remember.
Now listen to me very carefully what you have to do, okay?
We already
transferred $20,000 into your bank account, okay?
Yes.
Now what you have to do physically, you have to go to your Commonwealth branch, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you have to go to the cash counter.
Yes.
All right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you need to tell them that I want to do a telegraphic transfer.
Keep telegraphic.
Yeah, don't write down in a piece of paper. Keep in your mind. Okay?
Telegraphic.
The telegraphic transfer. I want to do a telegraphic transfer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give these details to them. They will ask you the name, bank name, account number, BSB number, amount, reference of payment. Okay? Give them these details.
Okay. So, they'll ask me the bank and the Suncorp Bank and the BSB.
They will ask you her name.
Her name. Her name is Angel Karma Alsop.
And the BSB number?
And the BSB number is 484799.
And the account number?
Her account number is 4814927 05.
And how much you are paying?
Is it 19 or 20? You said 20.
Ma'am. We have transferred 20,000, but you need to transfer 19,000, okay?
Listen, 19, okay.
Yeah, listen, why you need to transfer 19,000, rest of the $1,000 extra you have in your account, that is a reward money given to you by our government, that you can keep $1,000. Yeah, you can keep $1,000. It is a gift, a reward by our government to you, because you are not helping yourself only, you are helping our nation to catch the criminals. That's the reason every customer who are helping us, they are getting the reward money by our government. Okay?
Yes, okay.
So
okay.
Out of 20, you can keep $1,000 as a reward, okay? And rest of the money, 19,000, you have to make a payment. Okay?
Yes, all right, okay. And the street, she lives at 67 Harriet Street, Waratah, New South Wales, 2298.
Correct. Now, here, now listen, if the bank will ask you why you are making this payment to her.
It's a house renovation.
And if they will ask you, do you know this lady, Angel Karma? Do you know this lady?
Well, she's named after my mum, so I could say she's a cousin. I don't know.
No, you need to tell them, no, listen. If you will tell them no, they won't allow you to make the payment and they will get suspicious why you are making the payment to her. Okay?
Yes, okay. So I'll just say no.
No. You need to tell them, yeah, I know her. She is my friend and she is an interior designer and helping me to renovate my house. Okay?
Oh, okay. Am I going to get into trouble for this?
Absolutely not, ma'am. Whatever I am telling you, if you will follow this instruction, then the bank employee will not be aware of this, okay? And we will catch the bank employee and the hacker. And if you will not follow my instruction, then the bank employee will aware the hacker, and then you will might be in trouble, because the hacker will try to take out your hard-earned money, and they will try to run away, okay?
Mm.
So please follow my instruction, what you have to do. If the bank will ask you why you are making this payment to her, tell them for the house renovation.
House renovation, she's helping me.
Sorry.
That's right, isn't it? She's helping with the house renovation.
Yeah, just hold on. Yeah, if the bank will ask you why you are making the payment to her, tell them for the house renovation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if they will ask you, do you know this lady, Angel Karma? Tell them, yeah, she is my friend. I know her from a long time, 5 years or 8 years. She is my good friend and helping me to renovate my house. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If they will ask you how you got her banking information, tell them face to face. Don't say that over the phone she gave me or she emailed me. No, tell them face to face.
Yes, okay, face-to-face, she gave it to me.
And if they will ask you the renovation work is completed or it is still going on, tell them, no, it is still going on, it is about to complete. 70% work has been done, 30% is left, so it is still going on, okay?
Mm. Yes, okay.
And at the end, if they will ask you, have you received any phone call from anywhere and they told you to make this payment, simply tell them, no, I have not received any phone call from anywhere, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because if you will tell them, yeah, I got a call from NCA, they provided me a firewall, I got hacked by the hacker.
No, I won't do that. I won't tell them anything like that. I'll just say no.
What do you have to do? Go to the cash counter, tell them.
I have to go to the cash counter. I want to do
telegraphic transfer.
telegraphic climate.
Yeah, if you want to write down this word, telegraphic transfer, madam. TT.
Telegraphic.
Ma'am.
Don't say
only telegraphic. Say the complete word, telegraphic transfer. If you want, you can write down in a piece of paper, telegraphic transfer.
Yes. Okay. All right.
In order to do a telegraphic transfer, they will charge you $32 as a transaction fee. You have to pay for it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do normal transfer. They will not charge you money for that, but don't do normal transfer. You have to do a telegraphic transfer. They will charge you $32 extra, okay, as a transaction fee. You have to pay it. Okay?
Okay.
So you need to go to the, I'm going to repeat it back to you. You need to go to the cash counter. Tell mm-hmm. them I want to do a telegraphic transfer. They will ask mm-hmm. you the details. Just give the details, the bank name, Suncorp, account mm-hmm. number name, and Jill Karma also.
Also. Okay.
And the BSB number is 484799. The account number is 48149270. Tell them the amount, 19,000. If they will ask you the reason, just say, house renovation. Okay? And if they will ask you, do you know this lady? Tell them, yeah, she is my friend. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Before you go to the bank, do a practice with me. Suppose I am in the cash counter, you came to me. I am the bank. Thank you, ma'am. How may I help you?
I wish to make a telegraphic transfer.
Okay, you want to do a telegraphic transfer? Okay, may I have the details, please?
The Suncorp Bank.
Okay, and may I know the account holder name?
And the account for Angela Carmen Karma Alsop.
And her BSB number?
And the BSB number is 484799.
And her account number?
And the account is 48149270.
And how much you want to pay?
And the amount is $19,000.
Oh, my God. It is a very big amount. Why you are making the payment? What is the reference?
Well, you should house renovations. You should see the walls and the roof.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So
you are paying for $19,000 for the house renovation, right?
Yes.
And the renovation is done or it is got completed?
No, it's being done. And
Yeah, go on.
And my friend is helping me, and she lives at 67 Harriet Street, Waratah, New South Wales, 3298.
If they will ask you, do you know this lady, tell them then, yeah, I know her, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if they will ask you, is this the first time you are making a payment to her, tell them, yeah, this is the first time, okay?
Yes.
And how you...
They might ask me, how do I know her? They might say, is she any good? You know, people do talk like that.
Yes, tell them, yeah, she is a very old friend of mine. Okay.
Yes.
Mm. And if they will ask you how you got her banking details?
Oh, she gave them to me when she saw me.
Like face-to-face?
Yes.
All right, okay. And have you received any phone call from anywhere and they told you to make this payment?
No.
All right, okay.
No, of course not. No, I don't do stuff over the phone.
Okay, all right. Now listen to me what you have to do, ma'am. You need to carry your driver's license. I do believe you have a driver's license.
Yes, I do.
It might be required in the bank, okay, so you need to carry your driver's license and you need to carry your debit card. I believe you got a debit card from Commonwealth, correct?
Yes, I've got
so
my
you need to
card.
Carry your debit card as well. Might be it will be required in order to do a payment, okay?
Yes, it will be. Yes, I've done it before.
And where is your mobile phone right now?
Sorry?
Where is your mobile phone right now?
My mobile phone is sitting on the coffee table.
It is on right now?
Yes, it should be.
Okay, I'm going to hang up this line. I'm going to call you in your mobile because you need to carry your mobile phone with you. I'm going to stay on the line every time in your mobile. This is the rules of our...
You want me to leave it on all the time, do you?
Yes, ma'am. Not this line in your mobile. Hang up this line. I'm going to call you right now in your mobile. Answer my call. Okay?
Okay. All right, then.
Thank you.